Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Welcome to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com, your daily morning podcast, updating you on everything you need to know to win your fantasy baseball league. Here's your host, Brian Entrekin.
And welcome back to another episode of the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Entrekin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. You can find me on the Twitter at BDEntrek, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. Here to recap Wednesday's full slate of action on the diamond and get you ready for a small four-game slate just to keep your appetite wet enough before a big Friday of action. Let's talk about some news and notes from Wednesday. George Kirby, who missed Tuesday's start due to an illness, is feeling better. He will pitch this weekend versus the Mets, looking like Saturday for one of the aces in the red-hot Mariners rotation. Some fun Marlins news, depending on how you define fun. Yuri Perez will pitch Friday in Washington for the Miami Marlins. And as long as the Marlins stay in the wild card race, Perez will stay in the rotation. Well, the Marlins are slowly slipping out of the wild card race, so keep an eye on that situation. There's another option, though, that could keep Yuri in there for the rest of the season. The Marlins may go to a six-man rotation with Johnny Cueto returning from the IL shortly. That could be interesting. And if the Marlins go to a six-man rotation, the expectations are Sandy Alcantara will pitch every fifth day, so on regular rest, while the other five pitchers in the rotation will work around Sandy's schedule. So if it's every 5 days with Sandy, could get interesting everywhere else. Let's put it that way. Could be a headache rostering some Marlins pitchers. You probably aren't rostering many besides Yuri, Sandy, and Braxton Garrett, but something to monitor in the coming weeks as the wild card race may be coming to an end for the Miami Marlins. The Reds, a few weeks ago, signed Trey Mancini to a minor league deal. It has not worked out well for Trey Boo Boo. He has been released by the Cincinnati Reds. Hopefully, Trey finds another team. You know, the story was great, coming back from cancer. He had some good seasons with Baltimore. This has not panned out for Trey in recent seasons. So hopefully something good comes his direction. The Yankees are set to call up two of their top prospects, Jason Dominguez and Austin Wells, on Fridays as the rosters expand on September 1st. You're going to see this with more teams calling up players, but it makes sense for the Yankees as they've waived Harrison Bader and they're waving bye-bye to their season. They might as well call up some prospects and see how they play out. Dominguez on the season, can't even buy a legal beer yet. The Martian is hitting .265 with 15 home runs and 39 stolen bases. Since July 1st, Dominguez is hitting .346 with 5 home runs and 21 stolen bases, so it'll be fun to watch him over the final month of the season. At the same time, catching prospect Austin Wells in AAA since July 21st is hitting .262 with 5 home runs. So the future could be bright for the Yankees. We shall see. Gleyber Torres had a combo meal on Wednesday. He looks good. DJ LeMahieu's heating up. He went deep again on Wednesday. We talked about him on a recent episode of the First Pitch Podcast. So at least we'll get Dominguez and Wells coming up in the coming days. The Tampa Bay Rays, they did a Tampa Bay Rays thing. They signed Billy Hamilton to a minor league deal, sending him to AAA to get stretched out and ready for regular action. They want to get the speed and base running skills of Billy up with the team. So we'll see how that pans out for the Rays. Kendall Graven, he left Wednesday's game with lower back discomfort, and he will be reevaluated on Thursday when the Astros head back to Houston. So keep an eye on that situation. The Mets mentioned the Yankees call up prospects, and other teams would soon. The Mets are going to call it stud prospect Ronnie Mauricio on Friday. This is a fun one. We've been clamoring for Mauricio to call up for a while now. On the season, he's hitting .295 with 23 home runs and 24 stolen bases. It's been a great season in the minors for Mauricio. Hopefully, unlike the way they treated Brett Beatty and the way they treated Mark Vientos and other young players, hopefully Buck Showalter and company play Mauricio every single day. Speaking of prospects going the other direction now, Luis Montes was sent back to AAA for the Giants. Wouldn't be surprised if he gets a call pretty soon, but Haniger's back, Yastrzemski's back. They're getting guys like Crawford's supposed to be back Friday, so they're getting veterans back for now. They're always injury prone. Keep an eye on that fluid situation. Brendan Rodgers was scratched before Wednesday's game with the Rockies for the second straight game due to an illness. So that's something to monitor for the weekend series. Salvador Perez was scratched as well before Wednesday's game with a tight back and a little bit of a neck issue. So that's a shame for Perez, as it was a good matchup for Andre Jackson. Or was it? We'll see. We'll talk about him more later. Mason Miller, he left his last rehab start after 29 pitches. He's fine. It's one of the things I heard Dallas Braden talk about it on the A's game on Tuesday. In any minor leagues game, pretty much, like, most teams have a thing. If a pitcher throws like 25 plus pitches in an inning, his day's almost done. So they're just working on the arms, because that's how arms obviously get damaged more, is the high stress innings, not just the pitch counts in general. So the A's, you know, being cautious with Miller, which makes tons of sense. They took him out of the rehab start. He's totally fine. He'll make likely one more rehab start in AAA before rejoining the A's in the coming weeks. Underdog Fantasy, everybody. Do you want to make some money making picks on MLB games? Then you have to try Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. In Underdog's Pick'em game, you just pick your favorite baseball players and predict whether they'll go higher or lower on stats like strikeouts, hits, and more. Pick 2 to 5 players, get all your picks right, and you can win up to 20 times your money in a single night. Be sure to sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST, PITCHERLIST, all one word, and Underdog will double your first deposit up to $100, so you have some bonus cash to start playing with. The early lines of Underdog aren't great. Doesn't help you only have 4 games. That's kind of a bummer, but it's not ideal. I like the Yankees staying hot against Matt Manning, over 2.5 earned runs. I'm still waiting for some more lines to come out to pick on some guys, because it's not like juicy at the moment. So that's the one I like for now. Hopefully throughout the evening and the morning, we get some more fun out of the 4 games, or just combine it with, you know, US Open. Tennis is going on. You got 11 college football games. You got all kinds of stuff. You can mix and match sports as well on Underdog Fantasy. Again, that's underdogfantasy.com or Underdog Fantasy in the App Store. Sign up with promo code PITCHERLIST and get your first deposit doubled up to $100. Friendly reminder, you must be at least 18 or over and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. 19 or over in Alabama and Nebraska, 21 and over in Massachusetts and Arizona. Terms do apply. If you're concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. In Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. In New York, call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY. And in Tennessee, call 1-800-889-9789. Some hitting highlights from Wednesday. DJ Stewart, he just keeps playing the hits, folks. 2 for 5, 2 home runs, 2 runs scored, and 4 RBIs for Stewart. I tweeted it kind of in a sarcastic way, because that's what I do. I was all over DJ Stewart last year when he was with the Orioles in like draft and hold formats and everything. It never panned out. It's panning out right now. Since August 15th, DJ Stewart's hitting 370 for the Mets with 8 home runs, 9 runs scored, and 15 RBIs. He has as many home runs since August 15th as Bryce Harper, who hit his 300th career home run on Wednesday. Pretty impressive stuff from DJ Stewart. Still likely only facing right-handed pitching, so if it's a lefty-heavy week or whatever, he might not play that much. But he's definitely viable in deeper formats and almost 12-team leagues now as a power source down the stretch. Tommy Edman, it's been an up-and-down year. A lot of it's been injury-riddled. But Edman went 1 for 4 with a home run, a run scored, and 2 RBIs on Wednesday. He also walked and stole 3 bases. That was big for Tommy Edman. He's been showing power of late, but just not running. And in the month of August, after Wednesday's game, Edman's hitting 250, 6 doubles, 1 triple, 5 home runs in the month of August. That's nice. 13 runs scored, 12 RBIs, 6 stolen bases. So he doubled his stolen bases on Wednesday. And he's been, like I said, he's been injured a ton this year, even part of August. So still a productive year, something to monitor. You might get him at a discount for 2024. Christian Encarnacion Strand. This is a guy that's had a very up and down start to the season. He had a monster game on Wednesday in San Francisco. Strand went 4 for 4 with a double, a home run, a run scored, and 3 RBIs on the season now since getting called up to the Reds. CES is hitting 252 with 6 doubles and 6 home runs. He has scored 16 runs and driven in 22, even tossed in a stolen base. So Christian Encarnacion Strand, beastly at the plate. I think he's going to keep getting better. The more reps he gets, it might not all come together this year, but could be a fun one for 2024. Make sure you check out the Daily Batters Box article on pitcherlist.com for more details on the day's top hitters. Some starting pitching highlights from Wednesday. We got some fun ones here. Some not so common names to talk about here. Andre Jackson of the Pittsburgh Pirates. The Royals are dreadful, and Jackson took advantage of it. 5 2/3 innings, 1 earned, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 7 strikeouts for Jackson. He had 8 whiffs and a 28% CSW. You know, we saw Oviedo throw a shutout the other night with limited whiffs in a CSW. Kansas City's a mess. But for Jackson, since getting the Pirates have been stretching Jackson out. So since getting stretched out on August 13th, he's pitched four games. He's made three starts. Over the four games, Jackson has thrown 19 and two-thirds innings pitched, eight earned runs, seven walks with 20 strikeouts. Definitely something to monitor as next week Andre Jackson faces Milwaukee. And then the following week, he could be set up for Washington and the Yankees, a two-step. Could be a fun one there for Andre Jackson. Darius Vines made his debut for the Braves in Coors Field. He did not disappoint. Vines, six innings, two earned, four hits, one walk, and five strikeouts in Colorado. He had 11 whiffs and a 28% CSW. His role in the rotation is kind of up in the air, but in five AAA starts before coming up to the bigs, Vines threw 28 and a third innings, 25 strikeouts with a 2.86 ERA. Very impressive stuff. If he sticks in the rotation, he's set to face Pittsburgh next week, which could make for a very nice stream if you're needing a little bit of strikeout and ratio help. Just keep that in mind. Ryan Pepio, this has been a fun one in a NFBC formats. He's been getting picked up lately just because they were talking about piggybacking him. He made the start on Wednesday, and Pepio went five innings with no earned runs, two hits, one walk, and three strikeouts. He had nine whiffs and a 29% CSW. You know, he spent the entire year on the IL until he came back three appearances ago. And in those three appearances, Pepio, 14 innings pitched, two earned runs, two walks, and 14 Ks. He could be a very nice option down the stretch in fantasy formats. Make sure you tune into the Plus Pitch Podcast with Nick Pollock and read his daily SP roundup to get caught up on all things starting pitching. Some relief pitching highlights from Wednesday. Alexis Diaz picked up his 35th save of the year for the Reds in San Francisco. Carlos Estevez picked up his 29th save of the year against the Philadelphia Phillies. Class A is 36th save of the year. Ryan Pressly up to 29 saves on the year now for the Houston Astros. Andres Munoz, there's that man, 11 saves already for the Mariners. They just keep churning out save chances. Pete Fairbanks picked up his 18th of the year for the Rays. Ian Hamilton is second of the year as he went a few extra innings against for the Yankees. And then David Bednar picked up his 29th save of the year for the Pittsburgh Pirates. A couple other relieving stats here. Adbert Alzolay picked up his second win of the season as he continues to be dominant in the back end of that Cubs bullpen. And then Josh Hader blew yet another save against the St. Louis Cardinals. Make sure you read the Daily Reliever Ranks article on pitcherlist.com for more information about all things relief pitching. All right, before we talk about Thursday's action on the diamond, all four games, let's take a quick break and hear from our sponsors.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat, and that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back to the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. I'm your host, Brian Inchikin, a.k.a. KC Bubba. Like I said, it's four games, one's a day game. So you have a three-game main DFS slate. Take the night off. Just take the night off. Enjoy yourself. But if you are playing it, the bats I look to is Miami versus Adon in Washington and Atlanta versus Lance Lynn. That's where I'd be looking. And then pitching-wise, you got Strider versus the Dodgers, Braxton Garrett versus Washington, which is interesting. I kind of like Washington versus Garrett's bats also, if you want to be a little sneaky there. And then if you just want to punt at $5,000, Sean Manaea at San Diego. Manaea's been better of late. San Diego's been dreadful of late. Something's got to give. Take the $5,000 and see where it goes, pitching Sean Manaea. Things I'm looking forward to. Oh, wait, there's only four games. That can make it difficult. What I am looking forward to, though, is the nightcap in Los Angeles, Braves-Dodgers. That's like an NLCS preview. And you get Spencer Strider versus Lance Lynn. Big boy stuff here. So pretty excited about that. I guess one other thing I am excited to see what takes place. It's August 31st, which means all 8 Angels players have to be claimed or they go back to the Angels. It's a 72-hour window. And same with the other players like Clevinger, Bader, and others that got waived by their teams, because they have to be in the 72-hour window, plus they have to be on a team before September 1st to be eligible for the postseason roster. So this should be quite fun as well. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of the First Pitch Podcast in the books. Hope you guys enjoyed the show as always. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow to preview, to recap Thursday and preview Friday. Before we go there, make sure y'all check out pitcherlist.com. It's a great website, one of the best websites in the business. You get all the great written content and podcasts that are free. And if you like that so much, which you will, go check out PL Plus, PL Pro. You won't regret it. Gets you in the awesome Discord, gets you even more content, and gets you to the front of the line for the newest stuff coming down the line at pitcherlist.com. It'll make you a better fantasy player. Again, that'll do it, folks. You can find me on Twitter at BDENTREK, BDENTREK. I'll be back with you guys tomorrow. But for now, this is your First Pitch Podcast, Thursday, August 31st edition. Hope you all have a great day.
This has been the First Pitch Podcast, brought to you by PitcherList.com. If you enjoyed today's episode, rate us on iTunes, follow us on Twitter at PitcherList, and help support what we do by joining our Discord with PitcherList Plus at PitcherList.com/plus.